این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. The person who governs should have a wide knowledge of law as it is referred to in traditions. The Islamic government is a government of law and not a government of desires or a dictatorship. If the leader is not acquainted with law, he will not be competent to govern people, because if he follows another person in taqlid, imitation, that will weaken his power. And if he does not, he cannot put the Islamic law into effect. The tradition that the Islamic jurists rule over the kings, al-fuqaha hukam al-salatin, is undisputed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that, "I must declare today that preservation of the mosques is incumbent on all the Muslims." Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the importance of the mosque and its preservation. Why we must preserve the mosque is because mosque is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first thing which we know, that the mosque is known as the house of Allah. And the second thing is, it's the place, a pure place, where people enter with the purification. Number three, it helps us to reach the perfection. And when we are in the mosque, when we go to the mosque, preserving the mosques means that those who are living around the mosque, they must attend the 5 times daily prayers in the mosque so that they see each other, at least the Muslims in that area, in that town, they see each other, they meet each other, they help each other when they're in the mosque, they get to know about each other.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
Obviously, in Islam, we know that Islam gives importance to the neighborhood, and the neighbors should look after each other. Therefore, when we enter the mosque, when we see people, when we talk to them, when we see our neighbors, we know what's happening, what is going on. But if we do not attend the mosque and we are living a life that is being given by a secular system, the way we see in the West today, that how we are living in the West, is that we don't know about our neighbors, who are they? Maybe if we know who's living the next door, we don't know who's living across the street on the other side. So it is better to be in a place where we get to know each other. And one of the reasons why Islam is giving importance to the mosque, and Imam Khomeini is also saying that the preservation of mosque is very important, is because when you go to the mosque, you get to know each other. You know about each other. You help each other. We can help people the way we desire. Obviously, sometimes we desire that may Allah, like may we know someone who we can help. And the best place is the mosque, where we can see a believer coming, being the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, on top of that, we also declare to be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is the time to help each other, to support each other, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night.
لا إله إلا